Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now on this morning's program, a total treat. One of the best crossover recordings that I've heard recently, a little Bach, and of course, we couldn't do without some oboe music. But let's start with a classic from the master Bach. We're going to be hearing the air from his orchestral suite number 3. This is a moving performance by the English Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Such a lovely way to start a Sunday morning. That was music by Bach, the air from the Third Orchestral Suite, and a performance by the English Chamber Orchestra. If you've just woken up, you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to continue with selections from a just-released crossover disc. I'm actually very excited about it. It's a new disc called Intuition by the Two Cellos, featuring Steppenhauser and Luka Sulic. It's a cross between hardcore rock and some classical. Now, this CD definitely shows off the talents of these very young performers in a variety of different mediums. And they're in some great company with the likes of Elton John, Lang Lang, Steve Vai, and Zucchero. I'm going to be a little self-indulgent and begin with one of my favorites from the disc. It's a little slow, a nice way to start the morning. It's called Benedictus, and it features Tom Snyder and the legendary producer Bob Ezrin of Kiss and Pink Floyd fame. Here are the Two Cellos. Thank you. I could listen to that selection again and again and again. Those were the two cellos and Benedictus from their newly released disc called Intuition. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we'll be sampling more of this great CD that we just heard by the two Croatian cellists a little later on in the program. But first, we've got some Mozart to attend to, the Andante from his Piano Concerto No. 21. Now, this work was completed back in March 9th of 1785, and you may know the second movement because it was featured in the 1967 Swedish film Elvira Madigan. It was used in the imagery to evict a lazy boat ride on a placid lake. This has led to the nickname of Elvira Madigan for the concerto. And we've got a great performance this morning. Here is Jean-Bernard Pommier and Symphonia Varsovia.
Thank you.
The Andante from Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21, a performance by Jean-Bernard Pommier and the members of Symphonia Varsovia. And as promised, we heard a little snippet of it earlier on. We're going to continue with more offerings from the two cellos' new disc called Intuition. Now, they are truly a modern creation, being discovered, as much as these days, on YouTube, with a rendition of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal. They received over 3 million views and hits, or whatever you want to call it, in the first 2 weeks, and succeeded in catching the attention of both Elton John, who asked them to join his tour, and later producer Bob Ezrin, who produced their second album, Intuition, which we are sampling today. Well, we're going to continue our exploration of the great disc. I'm very excited about it. And this is a collaboration with Sir Elton John himself. Just a little switch of pace, so be wary of it. This is A Well.
Shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me, I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Oh, well.
Thank you.
Well, those are two tracks, and yes, I spoke over a track a little bit. Not so apropos in the classical world, but this is a crossover, so we can do that. They featured Elton John, and also We Found Love, and that was from the two cellists from their new release called Intuition. And you'd actually never know that they were once rivals from those dulcet tones that they create together. Now, don't worry, we will be able to have time in the program to sample a few more tracks from the disc today. It did blow me away, but we do have to attend to business. As regular listeners may know, it is, yes, the very happy oboe music time. And this morning we're going back to some music by Albinoni. Now, he was a contemporary of Vivaldi, and one is the first to treat it as a solo instrument in a concerto. He was a singing teacher, and he married an operatic diva. And this definitely comes through in his writing for the instrument, which treats it very much like the human voice. Our performer this morning is no slouch at all. He's the past principal oboist of the London Symphony and is now featured alongside the members of the London Virtuosi. Here is Anthony Camden and some music by Albinoni. Thank you. I love that last little embellishment on the end. That was Anthony Camden on oboe and the members of the London Virtuosi with Albinoni's Concerto in D minor. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And since this morning I seem to be just a little bit taken by the latest offering from the two cellos consisting of Steppenhauser and Lukas Ulich, we're going to, dare I say it, change pace. And I do mean brace yourself for this one. We're going to rock it out with a crossover rendition of Highway to Hell featuring none other than Steve Vai. Yikes, who said classical music couldn't be fun? That was the two cellos with a great track with Steve Vai and Highway to Hell from their new album, Intuition. But we're going to just switch it up a little bit and go from 21st century rock covers to the rock music of the 19th century and some great music by Berlioz. Here are the London Classical Players and music from Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique.
Thank you.
the London Classical Players with Sir Roger Norrington, and music from Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move along with some great more music, stunning music, in fact, by Mussorgsky, his Pictures at an Exhibition. Now, he wrote the work as a testament to his dear friend, Victor Hartmann, who had passed from an aneurysm back in 1873. He was only 39 years old, and this shook Mussorgsky along with the others in the Russian art world, quite intensely. Following his passing, they did do an exhibition of Hartmann's work. Over 400 were shown back in February and March of 1874. And this inspired Mussorgsky. He was fired up by the experience and composed Pictures at an Exhibition in 6 short weeks. Wow. Today we're going to hear a great performance of course, another great thing, the Great Gate of Kiev. Here is the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra and Sir Charles McCarris directing.
Thank you.
Wow, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra and Sir Charles Mackerras directing with Mussorgsky's The Great Gate of Kiev from Pictures at an Exhibition. You have been listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And you can always check out our podcast at citr.ca and just hit on Classical Chaos. Now, coming up, you want to stay tuned and listening to the fabulous Worku and Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. I'm going to leave you with something that we've been sampling all morning, a little more music from the Two Cellos' new CD, Intuition. It's a worthy find. Till next Sunday at 9 a.m., looking forward to it.